In regards to Zahirus, to the being cautious not to eat matzah shruya, that's gebrox on Chag HaPesach, it's known what the Alter Rebbe writes in a tshuva, that HaMachmir, someone that's strict about this, Tovi Olav Brocha, Brocha should come upon him. The Alter Rebbe explains, because Taimer Rabbi Ika B'Milsa, there's a very great reason, an important reason to be careful from gebrox, because there could be an issue of Yerachshash, Isser Deiraisa, there's a concern that one may end up doing an Isser Deiraisa, that is, of course, if some unbaked flour comes in contact with water, etc. The Alter Rebbe there goes on and explains the details and differentiates between cooking matzah that was crumbled up or putting it into soup and matzah that was ground up and something like knedlach made out of it. It may have the din of what we call taruvus. In other words, in chametz, you also have different categories. One is called taruvus chametz. But the point is, the Alter Rebbe concludes over there, nevertheless, be Yom Tov Acher, on the last day of Yom Tov Acher Shal Pesach, HaMekel, someone that's lenient regarding the brox, because of Simchas Yom Tov, Loi Hifse, didn't lose out. In other words, it's not so terrible. Practically, however, the Rebbe says, we saw the anhaga, the conduct of Rabbi Seinu Nisiyenu, our Rabbeim, that in the Seudis of Acher Shal Pesach, not only were they Mekel, not only were they lenient, but they were particular to eat Matzah Shuriya, to eat gebrox. The Rebbe says, if this is true regarding every minig Yisrael that we say Torah, that every minig is considered Torah, how much more so this is in regards to something that was done by Pearson publicly by Rabbi Seinu Nisiyenu, and this is going to be the theme of our Sicha, explaining the point of why they ate gebrox. The Rebbe says, seemingly would be able to explain it, that the point of why they did this was to be mahader, to be careful not about eating the gebrox in connection to Acher Shal Pesach, but it was more about having the extra Simchas Yom Tov. However, the Rebbe says we can't say this, because in addition to the fact that we don't find by other Yomim Tovim some sort of minug that would be similar to this, if it's because of Simchas Yom Tov, then seemingly we should have some sort of minug like this also in regards to Sukkos and Shavuos. But in addition to this, the Alter Rebbe, all the Alter Rebbe says is HaMekel, someone that's lenient because of Simchas Yom Tov, he wants to have gebrox, Lo Hifsid, he didn't lose out. That means not only is it considered a leniency in the special care that we need to take on Chag HaPesach, but furthermore, the Alter Rebbe only says, Lo Hifsid, you didn't lose out. But not that it's as if there's any benefit in doing it, and not as if there's any hiddur to do it because of Simchas Yom Tov. So therefore, we once again have the question of why the Rabbeim would do this. The Rebbe suggests now that perhaps we could say another thing, that the reason they had this conduct was to be able to make a different, they want to make a differentiation between the day of Acher and Shal Pesach, which of course Acher Shal Pesach is a day that's added in Chutz Laretz because of the Sveika de Yoyma and so on. They wanted to make a differentiation between this last day of Yom Tov and the first 7 days, which are the days that are Medoiraisa, etc., etc. Again, the Rebbe says it's difficult to say that just because of making this differentiation, they should be mahadr, they should be extra careful to eat shruya, to eat gebrox, especially, says the Rebbe, that we saw the anhog of Rabbi Seinu Nisiyenu of our Rabbeim, that they were medayik, they were particular to eat gebrox with every dish, with every food. The Rebbe says, if it was only to make this hecker, to make this differentiation, you wouldn't have to be b'chol Michael in every food. The Rebbe says, simply we could say, that since the Alter Rebbe paskens that HaMekel, that someone that's lenient because of Simchas Yom Tov, Loi Hifsid, he doesn't lose out, this itself is the reason why the Rabbeim were mahader to have gebrox on Acher Shal Pesach, in order to emphasize the chidush and the hira of the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe finds a similar case to this. The Rebbe says, we find such a thing in the Gemara, that we had Rabbi Acha Berei Derava. He would be particular to take a particular type of hados. It was a hados that was two of the leaves coming out of one stem, and the third leaf coming up from a little bit lower, going up on top of the other two. Different to the regular hadasim, which are supposed to be coming three out of the same stem. Why did he do this? Because this was the opinion of Rav Kahana. And even though Rav Kahana himself didn't say that that's a better sort of hados, he just said, afilu, even a hados that has two and one is kosher. But surely if they have all three coming out of one stem, of course it's kosher. And nevertheless, his Talmud wanted to be mahadir to do exactly like his Rebbe said, Rav Kahana, because his Rebbe said this, he wanted to show this hayra. In a similar way, we could say that Rabbeim wanted to specifically do what the Alter Rebbe is saying is okay. However, again, the Rebbe says, since the fact that the Rabbeim did this b'chol Michael and Michael in every single dish and every single food, it's understood that it's not only because of this idea of hoyel v'nafik, since it came out of the mouth of the Alter Rebbe, but it's somehow it must be connected and relevant to the whole idea of what Achron Shel Pesach is all about. And therefore also connected to all of the details of Achron Shel Pesach, including the foods of Achron Shel Pesach. The Rebbe says this is similar to what we discussed once. In the Diuk HaLashon, we say, Minig Yisrael Toirehi. What does that mean? It means not only that a Minig has the power, the strength of Toireh, like we say, Minig Aviseinu Biyadeinu, or Al Tashanu Minig Aviseichem, as a famous Tshuvas HaRashba, and this is that we need to be careful with the Minhagim. But it's more than that. The Minig is a Toireh means it's a Hayroh. The Minig is coming to show the content, the special idea of whatever the Minig is related to. In our case, this Minig is coming to show us what Achron Shel Pesach is really all about. So the Rebbe explains, we could say the Nekudas Habir, but Zebe Pnimi Yisanyanam, according to Chassidus as follows. It's known the difference between Pesach and Shavuos in regards to Chametz. Pesach, of course, Chametz is absolutely forbidden. On the other hand, Shavuos not only is it permissible, but it actually becomes a Chiyuv. This is in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves that specifically had to be baked Chametzik. Furthermore, not only do you have to make this chametz? But they were the one that became the matir for the other menachis. In other words, before you were able to bring any other meal offerings, flour offerings from wheat in the Beis HaMikdash, the first thing that had to be brought was these chametzdike loaves on Shavuos. Now these other loaves are going to be matzah, the other menachis. And yet this chametz becomes the matir for these other menachis. How do we understand this? Says the Rebbe, chametz generally represents on Hagbah, Hisnasos, holding oneself high, haughtiness, etc., which is of course the source of all evil. And therefore Pesach, when Yidden are holding just by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the beginning of the Avodah, at this point they're running away from Chametz, to the extent that Lo Yeroi, it cannot be seen, it cannot be found. Whereas on Shavuos, which is coming ready after the whole Seder Avodah that the Yidden had in Sfiras HaOmer, when they were working on refining all of their seven midos of the Nefesh HaBahamis, including all of the details of the midos, Chesed, Shebe Chesed, and so on. At this point, Chametz is not only isn't it a contradiction to Avodas Hashem, but on the contrary, we're at a state that you could utilize the Chametz itself in Avodas Hashem, in Avodah of Torah and Mitzvahs. And since you can, therefore you need to. An example for this would be Vayigba Libo Vidarkei Hashem, where a Yid is walking proud in the ways of Hashem. Because the ultimate idea is when we take the darkness and we transform it into light. We take the darkness itself and we utilize it. And this is why once we come to Shavuos and we have the ability to do that, then we say we specifically use the Chametz. Says the Rebbe, in a similar way, we could explain also the idea of Achron Shel Pesach. When we're holding at the time of Achron Shel Pesach, and Achron Shel Pesach, we counted already all the seven details of the first and main sphere, which is Chesed. So we start off with Chesed, Shebe Chesed, Gevurah, Shebe Chesed, and at the point of Achron Shel Pesach, we now counted all seven midos within the first midah of Chesed, down to Malchus, Shebe Chesed. Chesed generally is called a midah that goes along with all the other midos, so it's considered a very main midah. And that's when we're going to be eating the Seudah of Achron Shel Pesach, is already after we counted the Sefirah, both the Seudah of the night and the Seudah of the day. That means we already poil, we achieved already a bitter in one of the Midos, and in a klal, in other words, in the whole general Midah with all seven aspects of it. In this case, we're speaking about Chesed. So went through Chesed, Shema Chesed, and Gevurah, Shema Chesed, and so on. So even though, of course, we're not holding it at that same level as Shavuos, that we were able to take the Chametz itself and accomplish with it a matter of Kedusha and Mitzvah, because we didn't actually go through the individual detailed bitter of all the specific midos, that means all seven midos, as they're included of all seven. However, since we generally did finish already one midah properly with all seven details, so at this point we don't at least have to be as careful, as cautious in the avodah of matzah. Meaning, what's matzah? Matzah is lechem oini, the bread of affliction, the bread of poverty, which represents bittul and eskafi. So we don't have to be so careful, in other words, to be cautious with it, that it shouldn't even have the tiniest chshash consideration that by making gebruch, something might go wrong with it. Rather, at this point, we have the ability in avodas Hashem to utilize even something that's not betachlus with the ultimate bittul and lowliness. And this is why, since we have the koyach to do this already, as we said, if you have the koyach to do it, if you're able to do it, then you need to do it. And that's why the Rabbeim were mahadur, were particular to eat matzah shruya, to eat gebrox, to the extent that, just as in the simple sense, like the Alter Rebbe says, that the matzah shruya is creating the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So now it's the brox itself that's creating this mitzvah. So this is all the explanation of how gebrox works. But the Rebbe now takes it a step further, and the Rebbe says, since we know that all the matters of Rabbanon are always originate within the Torah itself, whatever the Chachamim are Mesakim, what are called the Tikkun Rabbanon, is always something similar to a Dairaisa. So the Rebbe says, we could say a similar thing in our case as well. That this idea of how we eat matzah on Achron Shel Pesach is derived from, comes from, or is similar at least, to a certain idea of matzah, Midairaisa, what happens on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And the Rebbe explains, we have a pasuk, Sheishis Yom Toichel Matzah, for 6 days you should eat matzah, on the 7 days, Atzeres LaHashem, and the Kecha Yom Tov HaShem. From this the Chazal learn, because it says 6 days you should eat matzah, so what about the seventh day? The seventh day is optional. And then the Chazal extend that further and say, and just like the seventh day is optional, really the first 6 days are also optional. That means all the days of Pesach, besides for the first night, it's optional to eat matzah. The first night, of course, it's a mitzvah. So really, all the days are optional. But nevertheless, since we learned this from Shvi'i Shel Pesach, it's understood that the main idea of Rishus, of matzah being optional, is primarily on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And from Shvi'i Shel Pesach, this is going to impact. And this causes this, that we have this also in the first 6 days of Pesach as well. Chassidus explains, this idea that on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, matzah is a Rishus, is actually a positive thing. This is bringing out the greatness of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. That means this itself that we're being told, that eating matzah is a reshus, represents the idea that the eating matzah of Shvi'i Shel Pesach reaches to a higher level than the madrega that can be reached through eating matzah on the first night when it's an obligation. In other words, when something is a reshus, according to Chassidus, it's actually reaching to a higher level. The Rebbe says this is similar to what Chassidus explains about Ma'ariv, where we say Tfilas Arvis is a reshus. Now this is as far as the level that it reaches up above. But just like what it reaches up above and what it draws down below, so too in Avodas Adam, the Rebbe explains. What does Achilas Matzah, if it's an obligation or a mitzvah, represent? That means that a person on his own is not really yet holding completely by this Avodah of Matzah, by this Lechem Oini. In other words, he's not completely bottled to the fullest extent, completely up to the Avodah of Iskafia. And therefore, he has to be told that he's obligated to do this. This is a mitzvah for him to do it. He has to be careful about this. Whereas when we say that it's a rishus, what does this mean? In other words, we're leaving it up to the person's own decision, to the person himself. That represents we're completely relying on this person already. In other words, we don't have to obligate you. We don't have to warn you and tell you to be cautious and careful in the avodah of bittul. Rather, the avodah of eating matzah bittul became something that's on your own. You can achieve it and manage it, and you will manage it on your own. That's what Rishus represents. The Rebbe says this is connected with the idea that it's actually the seventh day of Pesach. Similar to what we said before about Achron Shel Pesach. In Achron Shel Pesach, we spoke about the idea that we counted already the seventh sphero. We finished being mevarer, the first of the seven midos. And we said that because of that, we're holding at a state already where we could deal with, and we should more mahada with the matzah shruya with the gebrox. In a similar way over here, by Shvi'i Shel Pesach, since it's the seventh day from the first night of Pesach when Hashem reveals Himself with His great glory and takes out the Yidden from Mitzrayim, and therefore Chassidus explains that this is why the dough of Aviseinu of our ancestors didn't manage to rise. It's because of this great gili elikus that happened at that first night of Pesach. Because of this, when it comes to the seventh day, so this gilui that started off like hisping that the dough didn't manage to rise. At the seventh day, what does it say? The seventh day is atzeres l'Hashem elokecha. Atzeres also means that it's now absorbed in a panimius. It really permeated the person completely, the yid completely. And that's why at this point, matzah is a reshus, meaning it's optional. In other words, because I said before, matzah became the natural thing for the yid already. He doesn't even have to be warned or told about it. Nevertheless, says the Rebbe, we understand that there's a difference between Shvi'i Shel Pesach and Achron Shel Pesach. In Shvi'i Shel Pesach, this is the seventh day from Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the Nigla Aleim Hashem revealed Himself, which was mainly a gili from coming from above. Just like it was, and just like it was simply, says the Rebbe, that Kriyas Yamsuf, actually, which was on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, is the conclusion, the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because up until then there was still the fear of Mitzrayim on them. So when it comes the seventh day from this great Gili Mulmaila, When that becomes a way of atzeres, when that now becomes completely part of the yid, so what happens on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? The yid are now saying shira, they're singing to Hashem and so on, and therefore at this point the idea of achilas matzah completely became part of the person, and that's why we say it's a reshus, it's optional, it doesn't even have to be warned about it or told about it. This is Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which is the seventh day from the first night of Pesach. On the other hand, Achron Shel Pesach, which is the seventh day from when we start counting Sfiras HaOmer, this is the avoda coming mainly from the person, the bitter of the person in his own seven midos and his character traits. And again, like it was the first time, simply by the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we're told that at Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Yidden on their own started counting the days to Kabbalah Satoira, when they're going to be able to do what? Serve the Eibishter, avoda, tav, dunitzalikim, alohorazah. So when we're holding it the seventh day of Sfiras HaOmer, of the avoda of the person, so then this avoda of eating matzah, which represents the idea of the bittul, getting rid of the yeshus, is not only like Shvi'i Shel Pesach, where we say it's a reshus, but an Achron Shel Pesach, we have something even further than that. Something more than that. We could already eat and be mahadir to eat matzah shiruya de gebrox, which technically should have a chshash, has some sort of concern of chametz, but at this point we're able to elevate even this level into avodas Hashem, as mentioned before. The Rebbe says, up until here we explained one aspect of Achron Shel Pesach, in other words, the fact, the Sfira aspect of Achron Shel Pesach, that we're now concluding the Sfira, the bitter of the first of the seven Midos, the first of the seven Sfirois, we completed Chesed of Sfira Soimer. But, says the Rebbe, it's understood that this minig of to be Mahadir, to have Gebrox, also has something to do with the general idea of Achron Shel Pesach, a day which, as its name implies, is concluding the Yom Tov of Zman Cheiruseinu Chag HaPesach. In other words, it has to be also to do with the Yom Tov of Achron Shel Pesach, not only with the Sfira. And so too, as the Rebbe is going to explain soon about Shvi'i Shel Pesach as well. Says the Rebbe, we're going to understand this based on a word of the Tzemach Tzedek, which the Friedrich Rebbe brings in his Sichus. And this is what the Tzemach Tzedek says. The last day of Pesach we call by the name Achron Shel Pesach, which means that Achron Shel Pesach, the last day of Pesach, is the culmination of that which started on the first night of Pesach. The first night of Pesach is our Yom Tov that Hashem redeemed us out of Mitzrayim. This is the Geula Rishayna, the first Geula through Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the Goyal Rishon, the first Redeemer. This was the beginning. Achron Shel Pesach is our Yom Tov for the Geula Acharoida, for the last Geula, which Hashem is going to redeem us out of this last Geula through Mashiach Tzidkenu, which Mashiach Tzidkenu is the Goyal Achron, the last Redeemer. The first day of Pesach is Moshe Rabbeinu's day of Simcha. Achron Shel Pesach is Mashiach Simcha day. This is what the Tzemach Tzedek says. In other words, what's Tzemach Tzedek telling us? This idea, Achron Shel Pesach, is connected with Geula Asida, and the first days of Pesach is Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rebbe says that this idea that Achron Shel Pesach is connected to the Geula Asida is really hinted, like all matters of Chassidus, is also hinted in Nigla de Torah. We know that the Haftorah of Achron Shel Pesach is all about Mashiach. It starts with the words Oid Hayoim, V'yotzachoyter, etc. The Haftorah is discussing Ba'arichus at great length about the Geula HaSidah through Mashiach Tzidkenu, about all the details, the promises that are going to be fulfilled at that time, as explained in many Medrash Chazal and also brought in the Rambam, about the whole thing of how the world is going to run when Mashiach comes. How it's all going to be, as described in this Haftorah, V'gar Zeivim Kevez, the wolf is going to live peacefully with the lamb, and Kimol Oretz Deyes Hashem, the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, about the Kibbutz Goli is the ingathering of the exiles that's described in the Psukim of the Haftorah as V'hoya Bayeba, on that day Hashem is going to acquire the remainder of his people, and everyone's going to get together, even from the furthest islands, etc. We also know that it's known that the Baal Shem Tov would have a special minig of eating three Seudas in Achron Shel Pesach. The third Seuda, which was before evening, was called Seudas Mashiach. And this is all because of the same reason, because an Achron Shel Pesach is shining the gilui of the aura of Mashiach. So now the Rebbe is going to explore the difference between the two gulois, gula of Mitzrayim and the gula through Mashiach. A general difference, says the Rebbe, between these two types of gula, the first gula out of Mitzrayim and the gula Achroino Hasido Lavoi, says the Rebbe, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says, Ki Baruch Ham, the people ran away, they escaped. The Alter Rebbe explains this because, at that point, the Ra, the evil inside of them, was still very, very strong. And therefore, they had to escape the Ra. They had to escape Tumas Mitzrayim. And it's in this state that the Yidden were, up until Kriyas Yamsuf, as it's understood from Pashto Soinyanim, that up until then, they were still scared of Mitzrayim, as we mentioned before. And this is why, We say loisoichal olav shivas yomim to loisoichal olav chametz shivas yomim toichal olav matzahs lachemoyni ki bichipazon yetzasim eretz Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to eat the chametz. You have to eat the matzah because you rushed out of Mitzrayim. In other words, this is why we're so careful. We have to be so careful from chametz, and we're rushing because this idea of running away is this avoida. This is the avoida of bittul of iskafi. We're still dealing with the bad, and we have to. We can't transform it yet. So we're running away from it. It's the idea of, so the matzah aspect of it is still in a way of bittul and iskafia. On the other hand, the geula acharoyin el asid lavei, it says, loy b'chipazon teteyo, you're not going to rush out. Because at that point, v'esruach hatum avir min aretz, Hashem is going to remove all the impurity from the world. There is no metzius of ra left. There is no tumor from which we need to run away. And since Achar Shal Pesach is the Yom Tov that's connected to the Gula Acharoino, and that's when Har of Mashiach is shining, this is why we don't need to be as cautious anymore from the Matzah Shuruya, because we're standing at a level higher than this. Furthermore, the Rebbe says, in the Gula Acharoino, in addition to the fact that there won't be any impurity in the world, Hashem will remove all the impurity, there won't be any Ra, but furthermore, there's going to be the ultimate of Ishapch, the ultimate of transformation. The Pasuk says, again, in the Haftorah of Achar Shal Pesach, V'shia she'yoynek, a little baby is going to be able to play at the hole of a snake. V'amur as tzifoyni, g'mul yodoy hod, he's going to be able to stretch out his hand over either the eyeball of a snake or again the hole of a snake. And so too the nachash, which is called tzifoyni over here, the Yetzirah is going to be transformed into good. And our aura and a gili of all of this is drawn down in Achar Shal Pesach. Says the Rebbe, so this is why we're mahadir to eat gebrux and in all of the foods. Because this idea, the chshash, of Matzah Shruya is at this point being transformed into good, into Kedusha, and can be utilized in Avodas Hashem and Besimcha, starting with Simchas Yom Tov. The Rebbe says this idea is also expressed in a halacha in Nigla de Torah. We have a din that if a person, his Su'uda was extended into Mitzah Yom Tov, on Achron Shal Pesach, extended until after Tzeisach Echavim, so it's after Pesach already, he's at this Su'uda allowed to eat Chametz, even though he didn't have a Ma'ariv yet and didn't make Avdalah. That means it's the Su'udah of Achron Shal Pesach, and he's eating chametz. Even though he's going to say, in Birchas HaMazon, B'yoyim Chag HaMatzah, he says it. So of course, in this case, we're talking about that it's after the Zman, but the point is that he's still part of the Su'udah of Achron Shal Pesach, and he's going to still say, B'yoyim Chag HaMatzah, and he's eating chametz. The Rebbe says, we know generally in Torah, we have things in a more general way, and then you could break it down and say, more specifically, we have the same idea in a more miniature way. So the Rebbe says the same thing over here. This that we said before, that the first night of Pesach is the Yom Tov of the Gula Rishoni Yetzias Mitzrayim. The end of Pesach, Achar Shal Pesach, is connected with Gula Asida. So really, you could say this is in a more general way, this is the difference between the first 2 days of Yom Tov of Pesach and the last 2 days of the Yom Tov of Pesach. That means that really even Shvi Shal Pesach, which is the ending of Pesach, is already also connected to the Gula Asida. In fact, the Rebbe says in Eretz Yisrael, it's Mamash the end of Pesach, and that's when they have Sudas Moshiach on Shvi Shal Pesach. The Rebbe says, this is also expressed in the fact that it was specifically at Kriyas Yamsov, which is of course on Shvi Shal Pesach, this is when Mitzrayim, and Klipas Mitzrayim, was completely nullified in a way that not one remained of them. This is similar to the bittul, to the nullification of Ra, and the removal of the tum in the general world, that's going to be La'asid Lavoi, when Hashem will remove all impurity from the world. So too says the Rebbe regarding the idea of elevating the sparks of Mitzrayim, refining the sparks of Mitzrayim, that again, the shleimus of the bitter of all the sparks of Kedusha of Mitzrayim, was at Kriyas Yamsov. That's why at this point they're being told, Lo Yisei Sifu, Noid L'Reisim, you're never going to see them again. We say that the spoils of the Yam was greater than the spoils of Mitzrayim. Again, this is similar to the Shleimus HaBitur, to the ultimate bitter, in its most complete way, of all the sparks of Kedusha Shemachal Oilam, which is going to be when Mashiach comes. And this is why by Kriyas Yamsov, the Gili Elikus was in a way that Marino Yisibetz, but they were able to point to the finger and say, Zek Keli, here is Hashem. And we say that a maidservant was able to see at the Yam what the greatest Nevi'im weren't able to see. Again, similar to La'asid Lavoi, when the Nigla Kvayt Hashem, V'ro, Chol, Basar, Yachdav, that all flesh will be able to see Elikus. And the Eshpre Chesruchi, Hashem says, I'm going to pour out my spirit, I'll call Basar on all flesh. Even on Avodim and Shvachis, and everyone's going to have to be able to say prophecy, etc. And the Rebbe says, so too, by Kriyas Yamsov was achieved in the world also the idea of Ishapcha. Because it says, there was the cloud and the darkness, and it illuminated the light, the night. In other words, the choshech itself was shining, was illuminating, similar to the way it's going to be lost in Lavoi, when we say, v'laylo kayoyim yor. Says the Rebbe, we could say that also this idea, the connection of Shvi Shal Pesach to Gula Hasidah, is also connected to what we said before, that a Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Achilas Matzah, is Rishus, is optional. Because this Amshacha and Gili of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, that brings from other places of Chassidus, is actually called, this great Gili is called Rishus, which means optional, literally, simply, but the Alma de Cheder is called the world of freedom. In other words, the world is not it's the opposite of a restriction or an obligation, is the world of freedom, the world of Geula. So it's similar to the idea of Machilas Matzah, which is Rishus. And the Rebbe says this idea, this Oifen Avoid of Rishus, is similar to the Avoid that's going to be in the time of La'asid Lavoy, which says about them, Shonim Asher Toimar Ein Libo Em Chayfetz, a year it's going to be that a person is going to say, I have no pleasure in them. The Gemara explains, because She'ein Bo Em Lo'ischuz V'lo'y Chayfetz, it's going to be a time where you're not benefiting through your merits, or the opposite through Chayva. In other words, we're standing a level higher than that. It's not, there isn't the obligation anymore. And in, generally, says the Rebbe, this is going to be the time when Lo Yishon, Lo Yirov, Lo Mulchama, no hunger, no war, Lo Kidav, Lo Sachas, no jealousy, no competition. The whole world will only be occupied. Lo Das Hashem, Lo Vad, only to know Hashem. As the pasuk says, Kimolar, it's Hashem, Kimolar, it's Deyas Hashem. The world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. Kamayim Liyam Achasim.